You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The University of Auckland has made headlines this year regarding the closure of libraries, staff layoffs, and protests from staff and students. With Vice-Chancellor Stuart McCutcheon continuing to defend the university's tighter budget, faculties insist their needs are being ignored. I spoke to Associate Professor Jennifer Frost, head of the Don't Be Silent campaign. I started off asking, what is the Don't Be Silent campaign?
So the Don't Be Silent campaign is a campaign that we are working on together with AUSA and also the Elam Students Association. And it comes out of a series of reviews and restructures that are happening across the university that included a confidentiality statement in the consultation documents. Now, originally, we adhered to or honored those confidentiality statements because we were seeking legal advice and we wanted to get a clarification from the Vice Chancellor as to what was behind these confidentiality statements. And now we have gotten that clarification and we have determined that we do not think we are bound by confidentiality as broadly conceived as appeared in these confidentiality statements. Now, interestingly, the confidentiality statements didn't appear in the first two reviews and restructures of the year, which were the School of Music and the Libraries and Learning Services, that in fact it first occurred in the Faculty of Education and the Faculty of Arts consultation documents. So it was something that was new and kind of sprung upon us in March, April, and so we have been, you know, trying to figure out how to respond and what really is our legal rights in this situation.
So there are restructures happening, not just in the libraries, but in other ones as well that you just haven't been able to talk about until now.
That's right. I mean, what we think is, of course, with the libraries, as you will recall, I mean, we had an outpouring, and the School of Music, an outpouring of public comment, of submissions, came from students in terms of the School of Music. With regard to the libraries, with those two reviews, there was a broad public comment, and what we call a range of stakeholders participated in commenting, in writing submissions on those consultation documents. And we believe that is the true function of the university should be that it is broadly conceived and that we have a lot of people interested in how it functions.
Obviously, these consultations must have been important to justifying, you know, your faculty. So what were those consultations like?
Well, I guess the main way I would describe it is the consultation was quite narrow. So yes, it did involve consultation with the affected staff, and certainly we need to respect the privacy of affected staff members. So we never in our consultation ever, named specific people or raised, you know, specific positions. It always was the general matters at hand, you know, what, how do we see the function of these different components and parts of our university. It was never specifically about the employment of a staff member, and that's what the Vice Chancellor has said, is we need to be confidential, we need to be silent on these matters because there are particular individuals, lives and work lives at stake. And of course, we recognize that and we've always respected that. What we were saying is that we can respect that and still talk about the broader implications and assumptions that were in these consultation documents, and he has said no.
So even if you're talking about it in a more general sense, is it possible to know who they are talking about, hence the reason that it could be a confidentiality issue?
Well, you certainly could know from the consultation documents, you know, what areas are being targeted, right? So what subjects are being targeted? And from there, then you could say, oh, those staff members. But frankly, we were never interested in making the case for, let's say, specific languages in the Faculty of Arts. We wanted to make the case for languages. So we certainly could talk in general terms. Same thing with the School of Music. It doesn't have to be a specific instrument, right, that you're concerned about, but talking about, you know, the overall function of the School of Music. So I think, I think really we could be careful, and none of us as colleagues would want to violate, any of the privacy or confidentiality of our colleagues.
Okay, so now I want to shift the focus to the faculties themselves, and obviously there are going to be staff members that are affected with these restructures. Can you tell me sort of what's the feeling amongst, you know, those the arts and the education sector that will be affected?
Oh, I think it's pretty hard to put in words the depth of stress, anxiety, also anger, I think, at this policy. I mean, one of the things that the Vice Chancellor has said is that, you know, we want to move these things through quickly because people are feeling upset and, you know, anxious, and so let's move it along to get the decisions made. And I understand that argument, but I do think for most people, they'd rather know that the decision-making process was as robust as it could be and evidence based, you know, well thought out, logical, and well reasoned, rather than rushing something through.
Absolutely. And so when looking at the Vice Chancellor's defense against these sort of tactics to restructure and readjust the faculties, he's citing falling enrollment numbers. Do you think that's a fair point to justify these sorts of changes?
Oh, I mean, certainly we understand there are economic pressures, right, on everybody. And so that can be one of the factors that is taken into consideration, surely. And it's true that we've been working hard. I'm in the Faculty of Arts to boost enrollment. We've been doing a lot with schools outreach. We've been renewing and revising our curriculum and our program. And so we are recognizing the pressures, which, of course, are worldwide. But for example, in the Faculty of Education, we know we have a teacher shortage, and we know that the Labor government is going to be changing things up here in terms of education. So, you know, in that case, is the economic pressure the same as in art? So, you know, it's not that one size fits all. And again, you know, that idea of future-proofing, you know, keeping in mind what changes can come down the road, we need to be thinking about that.
And so ultimately, the University of Auckland is a student institution. And so what is going to be the effect to these students that are seeing losses in these faculties?
Well, that's perhaps what I think is most important about our Don't Be Silence rally, and the larger campaign, but also the rally we're having on Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, the 1st of August, from 12 to 1, is that is together with students, and we very much supported AUSA's rally to save the libraries. I mean, my goodness, 4,000 signatures collected on a petition to go to the employer, to the Vice Chancellor. You know, you would hope that that made a difference. And I think we are a large university where we want to have the kind of connections to staff, between staff and students, between librarians and students, that makes this a place that students want to be, want to come, want to study. And the voice of the students has to be absolutely central. And that's one of the things, you know, we feel as much as we can facilitate that and work with students. That's a high priority for us.
All right. Thank you so much, Jennifer Frost.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.